This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Bob Figenbaum from the Montgomery County Chapter of Fathers Against Drunk Driving. Bob, welcome to the program, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
And we are here to talk about a new organization that is new to Montgomery County, and that's Fathers Against Drunk Driving. Let's start things off. Tell us a little bit about your about Fathers Against Drunk Driving and what this is.
Okay, well, FAD, Fathers Against Drunk Driving, is an organization that's run by Christian men and women who have dedicated their lives to the betterment of mankind. FAD was established in 1987 by Robert E. Barra and has grown internationally over the years.
Tell us a little bit. Now it's expanded now into Montgomery County. How did that come about? And tell us a little bit about that process.
Well, it's kind of strange because I am a disabled person, and I was hit by a drunk driver. And I have 4 stepchildren and 3 biological children. And I have, you know, 7 kids total. And so I got concerned about the number of accidents there are on the roads with DUIs and people driving under the influence of just about anything. And so I got to looking, and I found FAD, Fathers Against Drunk Driving, and I prayed about it, and it came to the point where it was just really put on my heart to do this.
And, of course, it's now established in Montgomery County right now.
Yep, it's established in Montgomery County. I have an office at my home, which I am also using as an education center. People can come there, and I have documents and upon documents from SAMHSA that will allow them to learn about the dangers of drinking and driving, using drugs, or gang violence.
Tell us a little bit. This was formed, how long ago was this?
This has only been, this is our second month here in Illinois.
Second month? Okay.
Yeah.
So basically you're now starting to lay the groundwork or the foundation for this group.
Yes, I am.
What's the response been from your peers and everything, knowing that, actually, who know you that know
that been very good. It's been very good. I've had a lot of positive feedback. My whole family's behind me. My mom knew I had this drive in me because when I was younger, I was part of SAD, Students Against Drunk Driving.
Right.
And that was back in Massachusetts where we lived. And I've been, you know, had ideas about doing something like this for years, but I had never actually done it until now.
Tell us a little bit now. It's here. You're 2 months into it. You're mm-hmm. laying the foundation. Projects and how are you, what's the goal here? For
the goal here is really I would like to concentrate on not just the actual problem of people drinking and driving or students drinking underage. I want to deal with, let's give them something to do aside from drinking. Let's give them something to do other than to do drugs or get together with their friends and get drunk. I'm working with gentlemen that own Skate Zone in Litchfield.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to put together on Sunday nights a skate-off, and where people can come and roller skate just like they did on Friday and Saturday night. But now it's on Sunday night, and we have an event that's going to be coming up soon. That's one of the projects I'm working on. But the big project, okay, the one that I really want to have happen, if I can get enough sponsors, I would like to open a fun center in Litchfield that has tons of video games that kids can play. It's a monitored facility by off-duty and ex-police officers. And I would like to have this place become a prize for the kids for getting good grades and staying off drugs, and where parents can refill their card that will allow them to play the games at this facility. And they just swipe the card and they play.
You definitely, your idea there, it's very detailed. And how long has this thought been in your mind?
Probably about a year and a half, 2 years now. I've been thinking about this because I see how often the kids use the pool here in Hillsboro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's a lot of them. And if they had something else to do, I mean, what else are they going to do during the summer aside from ride their bike, visit with their friends, play video games, or go to the pool, you know? At my facility, I want to have skee ball. which is, you know, like an exercise. It includes forceful motion. There's going to be prizes they can win. There's going to be a little snack bar where they can get, you know, a refreshing juice smoothie. They'll have hamburgers available there, you know. And I just want to build a place where kids can come and be safe and know that somebody cares whether or not they're staying off the drugs and the alcohol.
I know a teen center has been attempted multiple times in Litchfield. I believe there's still one there. Have you talked with area churches that have maybe a teen center there and say, hey, here's my idea. I need just an establishing point. That could probably make your goal into possibly a reality.
Yeah, I'm working right now. I'm building a client list of all the churches in Montgomery County. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to send them all a letter letting them know, you know, what our goals are, why we're here. I would love to be able to meet with some teachers, get into the schools, and talk to the parents about how to prevent, you know, bad things from happening to their kids, you know, with drugs and alcohol, you know, related incidents.
You made a mention about the skate zone in Litchfield.
Mm-hmm.
Is your primary focus going to be towards Litchfield, or are you going to add Hillsborough here, or is it just going to be like a step in process where you take on Litchfield? Once you get that established, maybe move on to Hillsborough. Once you get that established, then Nokomis, and then the rest of the county?
Yeah, basically, it's I'm actually concentrating on Hillsborough first as far as sponsors and support goes, you know, in the school district. I want to get the word out there that FAD's here, and we're all about, you know, Project Provide a Ride, membership drives, National Alcohol Drug Recovery Month celebration. We're all about these things, and we want people to come and ask us questions. We want people to learn, you know, what it is that we're trying to teach them. You know, I mean, you know, we can't just have people driving willy-nilly behind the wheel with alcohol. You know, it's just. You know, we just can't have that in our streets anymore. And my main concern is to make people aware that it is a problem.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit your group. How many people are behind you on this? You mentioned your family. That's great. Are you having weekly meetings or monthly meetings to maybe start laying the groundwork down on some of these projects?
Actually, what we have right now is, let's see, we have my older children, and then we have my wife and myself. I'm actually looking for three other members to help take roles and offices in this chapter.
Okay. And anyone, we're running short on time here. Anyone seeking more information about FAD in Montgomery County, what's the best way to do that? Is there a Facebook page?
Yep, there's a Facebook link to my page. It's Big Daddy of Six Live.com. That's my email address. You can also contact me at 217-537-3781.
Okay.
And I'd be happy to talk with anybody. I really would.
Okay. Bob, it's always a pleasure talking with you about this. Best of luck on this endeavor. I know the toughest part is to get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
Once the ball is rolling and you start getting that rapport, it will be a lot easier. But that first push to get the ball rolling, that's going to be the tough one.
That it really is. It's really been a good work, you know, mentally and physically. But, you know, I think that there's a need for it here.
Absolutely.
There really is.
Absolutely. Bob, thank you again for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you so much.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Bob Feigenbaum from the Montgomery County Chapter of Fathers Against Drunk Driving. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.